situation. Girl, I grab the mic to intimidate your weakness. Screams from the lip on your siren. Police get the head quick smack with the phone flick. Name book the fake same cave maintain because you're sick of yourself.
Yes! Second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Yeah, if you guys are listening in right now, I most definitely want you to be listening in tomorrow as well. Once again, announcement, I am having Vinnie Eastwood on the show. That is my tradition for my birthday. And, yeah. Whew. Getting old. I'm not as old as any of you guys, but hey, I'm still getting old. That's why I have got to get in the younger crowd here when I get to Weird Austin. So I think I'm probably the weirdest host on the network, right? I don't know. There can't be anybody weirder than me on the network. So I think I should be able to pull in that missing demographic by huge numbers once people actually see me. But that's the hope anyways. But yeah, I got one more thing to cover. It's just a little personal. Because again, I don't care. People look at, and I know there's this group and the consensus unspoken with the conservatives concerning not just liberals, you know, black Democrats. It's like, I know they want to reach black Democrats, people who would be Republicans if it were not for the stigma of the white supremacists, which are mostly conservatives. That one thing by itself is what keeps the Democrats in power. And that's something that's just, it's being spoken about. They're not pulling any punches. The liberals, Democrats, you're not pulling any punches by trying to expose this. And I can't say that I'm mad at them. I'm not. If that's a tool in your belt and it's true, then I would say go ahead. Now, of course, I'm going to reference my sort of changing opinions on this. I'm going to reference this back to Gab, because I'm having, signing on to Gab has been like the best thing ever as far as my view on America, because it really is a microcosm and it gives you an idea of the macro. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm getting a lot of love on Gab. My posts are being shared. People are thanking me left and right for my documentaries that I'm sharing. I'm gonna share my documentaries until everybody gets the point. I don't care if it takes another 20 years for me getting people hip to the current technocracy that we are living in, that people are obviously oblivious to. But I just want to pull, because I get attacked, and it's not for any bad opinions or controversial opinions. I literally posted, you know, my normal post, which is, you know, I say, hello, my name is V. I would like to invite all of you in this group to join my new social network. You know, it's not like I'm out there with some wild opinion, but I just from that post alone, and people seeing my picture, I don't use a logo or anything. I use my picture. And when people see it, for example, there's this idiot, and I don't know what it is about the... I'm being attacked by the ugliest white women you've ever seen. I assume they're women. So we have this guy named, or it's lady, whoever, Resolute Truth at Catherine's. I don't know. Spelled weird. So her response to my advertisement is, N-words are savages. No one wants you anywhere near their children, family, daughters, schools, neighborhoods, or workplaces. And so I had to make a response, of course. And of course, I think you guys may have heard the spiel, but if not, I said, so not only have you proven yourself to be a retard, but you are wrong too. I was adopted by several white families. They did it because I had family issues and they loved me. Completely bypassed the legal process because they didn't want any state money. Because they didn't do it for the money. I said, I live in Europe and people love to stop and talk to me. My significant other is a beautiful blonde Austrian duchess. My business partners are white. And the kids I mentor are white. Yes, I mentor kids. You guys have heard Puck on the show. She's someone I'm going to be teaching this whole media thing to where she can have her own show and help represent our companies for the younger generation. If I can't do it. Anyway, so I said, so what happened to you? And I go into a spiel about, you know, how your hate for me is only a reflection of society's hate for you because people don't like you. And that's a lot of where the stuff comes from. There's not a lot of people getting, I don't know, the attention they need. Maybe their mother denied them the breast when they're babies. Maybe they're just abrasive, could be just downright ugly. There's always some deficiency that I can point out about these semi-sentient humanoids that it's profound. In general, I find, you know, people who are more accepting of others to be more well-rounded human beings. Not just more intelligent, but more skilled, liked in their community, you know, just well-rounded people. I mean, Jeb, who wears a KKK outfit on the weekends, I can tell you the only friends he has, he probably doesn't know who they are because they wear hoods too. Yeah, I can't I can't tell you how this POC thing is irritating me. It didn't at first, but you know, the more and more it's being said, the more it's just, I don't know. Maybe I should poke fun at you guys. Can I come up with an acronym? How about I'm poke fun at you, Mike? How about if I call you a punk? Person of uncolored, I'm sorry, I had this acronym down. I'm sorry. Person unnatural coloring. Can I just call you a punk? Can I make up my own acronyms?
Who you calling a punk?
I tried to come up with something that sounded like a real word. That's as close as I can get to. PLC. You call me a piece of caca? I think they do that just because it sounds like other stuff. Might as well call me a POS. No. That does not define me. Person of color. You know, the majority of the people on this planet are people of color. So, that's like calling milk the white milk and expecting people to think chocolate milk is the real milk. The majority, it comes out, you know, there's a lot of Indians, there's a lot of Chinese, you know, Africans have not been killed off yet. So why is the standard a person of non-color? Why is that the standard? White supremacy has gone overboard. And, you know, if it takes Democrats winning to get rid of that crap, I mean, we'll all be underneath the boot of the establishment equally. I don't know. Anyways, we got another call here. I guess we'll go ahead and take that. Over 9,000. Line 1.
Over 9,000. Everything is over 9,000. Well, I just like to say happy birthday, TV. Happy birthday. I just had one a few days ago.
Well, happy birthday to you, too.
We're both Scorpios, man. Well, I was going to address this, man. I think you're on gab way too much. Listen, D, you're looking at a computer screen. You're probably looking at bots, okay? It's no different than going to a dating site or something. You're looking at a screen. I don't see all these white supremacists you're talking about. I don't see Nazis rallying in the street or tearing up neighborhoods I don't see them rioting and burning, tipping statues over and burning. I'm not seeing all this. I don't see this white supremacist stuff,
well,
man. I mean,
when you say you're not seeing it, what's your level of interaction?
Well, if you see a bunch of guys sitting around because in their mother's basement or whatever, a bunch of pissed off people just typing words, they're not out, you know, busting heads. They're not out robbing and stealing and burning or loot or whatever. You know, I don't see all this. I don't see it. I don't even know any white supremacists, man.
Try the experiment.
I've never met one. Try
this with your Gab account. Put a picture of a black man.
I don't have a Gab account. Yeah, okay. I hear you.
Well, you got to get the Gab account first before you come at me like that. Come on. You got to come from a place of... Go ahead.
I've got RBN and I've got BitChute and Odyssey, and that's all I need. I don't really care to watch a bunch of knuckleheads sit around typing stuff, crap at each other. You know, I caught the Chappelle thing on Saturday Night Live. And, you know, the guy's funny. And here's what I say about a lot of black comedians, what kind of pissed me off is they use the N-word on their self all the time. And you see that, and I know it's part of black culture. They call each other that. But a white guy even says that, and he can get killed for it. I mean, so is that black privilege? I mean, and that's no different than a Jew making jokes about Jews. But a white guy or a black guy can't. No, nothing. Here we go. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I think the reason why SNL has Dave Chappelle on so much, I think he's been on Dave Chappelle more than any other comedian, especially within the last 10 years. And I made this observation when I did see the episode, sixth episode of 48 seasons, and his 15-minute thing about Kanye and the Jews. I think they let him on Saturday Night Live because he's one of few black comedians who still use the N-word so freely. And that's not something that they want to go away.
And it's terrible. I mean, really. I hope you agree with me on that. I look at it as someone putting their own self down. You put your own people down. And I don't consider it a privilege. I don't to call anybody any names like that. I mean,
it's just tongue in cheek. When a black man calls another black man, you know, in an open area socially, it's just tongue in cheek. Yeah.
But you know what? Growing up, I didn't hear black people calling black people that. Okay. When I grew up, I did. Some of my best school teachers that I had and my coach was black. This is something that has evolved, because it seems like we're going backwards here, because I didn't hear it growing up. I didn't hear black people calling black people. I didn't. Very seldom, if I did, I can't even remember it. I played on black baseball teams. I went to a black school mixed with everybody. I didn't see it. Now it's like, you know, you got to be – I used to remember watching Bill Cosby, Flip Wilson back in the 70s. You know, even Richard Pryor, I didn't even hear him say that. He used every other word, but I didn't hear him say that a whole lot. I don't think I've ever really heard him say that.
Not too much.
Now
not
it's
too
like
much.
It's in all the rap music. Everything's going. If you don't like rap or you're a white supremacist, I personally don't care for some of it. Some of the lyrics are kind of screwed up. But I never really got into that. But does that make me? I mean, I see rednecks out here with trucks, four-wheel drives, listening to, you know, they like the hip hop and okay, beat your own, they like that. I mean, I don't see.
You're all over the
redneck
place
communities.
Here.
In the redneck communities, I see rednecks going out with black girls. Okay, I see. I don't see all this. I don't see all this.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing with the N-word. It's people say, "Oh, it's a term of endearment." No, it's more of a tongue-in-cheek, like it's sort of like a handshake. Like they think that we're ignorant. They think that we have accepted this lower classism. So it's said aloud. It's sort of like how when the slaves were dancing. Master, they let us dance. Oh, because it shows them that we're happy about our situation. We're happy about our slavery. But the dancing was actually a developing martial arts, which they used to free themselves. So it's a tongue-in-cheek when we say it to each other. For those of us who are older and more knowledgeable, who will actually use the word, there are those of others who are just ignorant and whatever. And as far as the, you know, the co-opting and the cultural appropriations, I personally have no problem. And as a matter of fact, I love when I see it, and especially in America. America is supposed to be a melting pot. If there's no cultural appropriation happening within a melting pot, well, you got a problem.
If I go around saying that word, I'm going to have a big problem. I'm going to probably get killed or get my head down. Well, I mean, no. Now, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. I mean, you know, I consider it, well, you know, the word Negro. I remember I picked up a bucket of tar a while back. I don't know Spanish. It said Negro on it. What's Negro? It means black. I didn't know that for the longest time. But when I was a kid, they used the word Negro a lot, Negro college fund. A teacher would say, Negro, you hear the word Negro. Now that's a bad word, but, you know, you can't call a black man a Negro. You can't, you sure don't want to call him the other word. I mean, I think that word is just a Southern draw to the word Negro. Negro, maybe, who knows? All I know is it's a real bad word. You slip up and say it somewhere in the wrong, you know, you get your head split open, but you guys call each other that, and then, you know, it's just... Can you just be funny without that crap? If you guys could just be funny as a comedian all that bull.
All right, Mike, I hope you caught that.
I'm sorry about that.
I would like to, for to, well, I mean, I would like, I mean, is something that shouldn't be forgotten. But, I mean, to use it, it's the thing is, you say it's bad. You know, oh, being called Negro, it's bad, it's bad. Well, Negro is a bastardized spelling for Negre, which means black. So, but to say that it's bad, it's a double insult, because it's sort of like a white witch or black magic. You know, one's considered good and one considers evil. You know, you look up black or in a dictionary, it's, you know, evil.
Yeah. I get it. Double sweet cake is black, brown, and angel food cake is white. I've heard Muhammad Ali say that. You know, brown is, you know, devil's food cake is black, brown, and angel food cake is white. I mean, what would be better off if we were all just freaking blind for crying out? I don't know.
I don't see the conservative
anymore. Uh-huh. I don't know what conservatism is anymore. When you say Democrats or Republicans, I think that's all gone, man. We're going into full blown communism here. That's what it's come down to. Okay? And so this left right thing, man, I mean, we're done. I mean, you've seen it with the elections, that stuff's being rigged. We're through. I mean, I don't know what we're fixing to take our money away. Okay? I believe that they're gonna do that. I'm just, you know, sitting here, I'm investing in weapons and food because it's gonna get nasty. But people are still arguing over the, you know, this supremacism thing. I just don't see it, man. I don't see it. If there's small groups, I'm 60 years old and I don't know any. I really don't.
I didn't see it either until I got on the cab.
Well, but you're looking at a computer screen. How do you know those aren't bots? How do you know that's not, you know, FBI or something?
I don't see a real purpose in it. I don't see...
Divide and conquer, man. Or it's just ignorant people sitting around, but they're too scared to go out and run their mouth out in public, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
So they're really not a threat. They're really not a threat. They're a bunch of cowards, then.
Of course they're cowards.
I wouldn't let it get under my skin.
The thing is, when you get... Cowards get brave when you let them bunch up together. When you got a bunch of these degenerate cretins pooling together in any place, well, you got a potential threat. So whether it's a social network or a meeting out in the forest where everybody's wearing white hoods, what does it matter? I don't see any. I mean, I know bots. I know what a bot looks like. I know what a bot, how it acts. I'm not seeing any real bot activity.
Could it be agents? Could it be
definitely could be agents. Most definitely. I'm definitely not going to rule that one out. But, I mean, typically speaking, agents though they spin stories. They spin news stories, and there's a lot of that. Oh, look at this news story. See, these black people are savages, and they'll just constant news feeds of negative media of black people. So that's most definitely fed activity, I would think. But then again, doesn't necessarily have to be. But then again, does it really matter?
I just hate to see you let that get under your skin, whatever you're looking at. Because I hear it a lot, you know, grab this, grab that, and, you know.
I just want people to understand that I'm keeping an eye on this kind of stuff, since I am involved in social network myself, being part owner. I need to watch this kind of stuff and do my best to come up with ways to not let my situation devolve, because I have come up with ideas to let my network still be free, freedom of speech, but yet self-censoring is going to be a family. It's going to be a network that's so family friendly. It doesn't matter how many white supremacists get on it. Their content can be not seen without censoring them. And that's going to be left up to the people. I won't be doing it. My administrators won't be doing it. It'll be left up to the people. So I'm coming up with mechanisms to allow people to have a family, safe, friendly, hate-free environment on the network without censoring anybody. And so that's why I'm studying Gab. I'm going to do it to where everybody's happy. And I've come up with several mechanisms. And I'm thinking about some other ones, but I got to continue my experimentation and my interactions, because you know there's always somebody who's going to come up with a way to get around something.
Well, if it's based on your free speech, like you say, you better be ready for all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, you know,
right.
So, how do you combat it? I don't know, man. But you know. You got a good thing.
I can't say. I can't say on the air. It's nothing official yet. The mechanisms have to be programmed in. But it's going to be dependent upon the people to use the mechanisms. I'm not going to force it on anybody. It's like I said, it's going to be total free speech. So anything that's not illegal will be available.
Well, look, man, I don't think you're weird. I like listening to you. I like calling into you and talking to you about all this stuff. You know, I think you're pretty cool, and I think you're very intelligent. It just concerns me that you're so, I don't know, you're really worried about all this Gab stuff. Well, I guess I hear your point. I hear what you're saying. But anyway, you might have another caller, and I'll let you go, man. I just thought I'd put my two cents in on all this supremacist stuff, because I don't see it happening. But anyway, I'll let you go, B.
It's good talking to you again, my friend.
All right, man. All right. Glad to have your support.
All right. Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not letting this thing keep me down, this experience, but at the same time, I have to be aware of what's out there. And nobody can really know unless they're experiencing the world. And being one person, there's no way you can be everywhere all at once. And that is the beautiful thing about a social network online. You can get a good grasp and you can take in a lot of information at once. You can see the demographics. You can see the political movements. You can see the climates. You can see everything that's sort of transpiring within the minds of the mass of people that's around you. So that's on a network with no control. It's one thing to have a network where you have free speech and it's something there for the people. But yeah, there's nobody at the helm. So it's something to study. Anyways, with that said, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Every day I ask why you were picked to be Jesus Christ. It could have been me, it should have been me, up on the cross telling you all to want to others as you would have them to want to yourself. You did it.
Yes. All right. Loving those commercial breaks. If you don't have a bottle of Extendivite in your home, well, you're not exactly on board with what's happening. It's not just what's happening, it's your health. All right. Make sure you are getting some Extendivite. This isn't like Alex Jones selling you anything and everything because he has contracts. I don't get paid any money from Extendivite. But I can tell you, our network backs it. So it's a good product for you to at least try out. I always say, give it a 90-day trial with any stuff like this. You can only benefit. If you have a bad reaction, hey, you got a lawsuit, right? That's always the risk with these kind of people, with these kind of companies. They're not going to just give you something that's going to hurt you or so waste of your time. So definitely check our sponsors. Get the food, get the equipment, get the herbals. It's all this stuff that's going to help out. Helps out the network too. But anyhow, again, tomorrow night, you guys should be tuning in. Going to have Minnie Eastwood all the way from Kiwi Island. Yeah. No, I mean New Zealand, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's going to be, you know, there's some stuff going on. There's always something going on. There's something that's always of great political importance going on. I know he flagged me down and gave me a message not too long ago about some people facing persecution for sharing documentary. People facing jail time over there in New Zealand for sharing documentary. I mean, see, this is what's going to happen. This is what happens. Okay? When you give up your guns, the government just goes, I'm trying not to curse here, but goes completely out of whack and starts oppressing the people with ridiculous silliness. Imagine being threatened with 25 years in prison for sharing a documentary. That's beyond anything of 1984. I mean, that's beyond what China is doing. We're going to get some more details on that when he comes on the show. I know Vinny has always put himself in a place where he's in danger, but he tries his best to survive. Luckily, he has lots of loyal listeners that contribute and donate to him. I hope that they continue to do so, because I don't think the man could get a job in New Zealand if he wanted to, being, you know, who he is. And how much he's covered the Christchurch shooting. Actually, I do believe that's what the documentary was about, the Christchurch. New Zealand tried to shut down any and all information about that false flag. When you have the government trying to shut down information, you know that information is probably legit. Okay? I'm probably going to mention it again later on, but I'll go ahead and say it now. Yeah, it's sort of like, I don't know how Tyree, again, being persecuted for sharing a documentary in the United States. No, he's not being faced with 25 years in prison, but hell, losing your contracts, your promoters, losing all the people that you're advertising with, losing all that money, having to sit out 6 games in a row. Why? Because he shared truthful information. The ADL on him like you wouldn't believe. The ADL. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, speaking of Dave Chappelle and his his monologue, the things that you just can't say. What happened to freedom of speech? What happened to freedom of speech? When you have a phrase of things that you can't say, I mean, words, insults, vulgarities are one thing, but when you are describing a political climate that's real and discussing historical fact, how can anybody come down on you for your freedom of speech and your freedom to have that information? How? It's tyrannical. The ADL is for the for the Jews as the Ministry of Information would have been for Joe Biden and his Democrats. Oh, shutting down misinformation, misinformation. Well, I have, you want to talk about misinformation? Like I said, I tried to get through this documentary, and it's not things that I don't know. I was raised with this information of who the real Hebrews are. I was raised with this information. I know who I am. For me to go out into the world and say, hey, I know who I am, and these people over here are frauds. You know, to call someone anti-Semite when those people are the real Semitic people, I mean, what a mind job. These people contradict what it is that they are doing. Because the Anti-Defamation League is doing everything it can to destroy the original Semitic people. Always has. While they claim to be Semitic people when they're not. You know, like, like the Nazis, you know, claiming to be Aryans when they were not. And I think I've already said this before, but it's just ridiculous. I'm appalled by it. The freedom of information needs to continue, needs to flow. Whenever you have any agency or any association, any department, any kind of group that is, I mean, go and look at the white supremacy propaganda. Is there anybody trying to stop any of that? Has anybody even looked into any of it? We're going to talk about, you know, fake history. You want to talk about just total wrong information. But it doesn't matter if you're on top. You have to perpetuate the lie when you're on top, and you have to take control of the information, because truth doesn't need to be contained. It doesn't need to be controlled. Truth is the truth. Truth is righteous. But there are so many crimes built upon and stacked up, you know, bodies after bodies of victimized people who have had their culture stolen from them. I mean, I guess it would be too late to turn back now, admitting that they're not who they say they are. I mean, I don't know. You talk about the Jews getting their reparations, which they have gotten from everywhere in Europe. They're wanting reparations from countries that weren't even involved. I'm not going to describe that action. I'm a self-censor, but it's absolutely just appalling. Slavery is one thing, but when you find out that there's another group of people that sold you into that slavery, who does have all the money, who should be paying reparations, oh, You know, I I don't know. I might should just leave that alone for the moment. Might have some Anti-Defamation League agents propel down my building and come in here and assassinate me or something. I don't know. I don't know. Why is it the... And that's what I think I'm going to do, actually. I'm going to call the NCAA and these other groups and see why are they not supporting our black truthers out there. Because the power that this organization has, the ADL, is absolutely ridiculous. You know, one of my favorite YouTubers, Tomar, he's a video gamer, and he did like a lot of Flash animations, stuff like that, voice work. Really funny, awesome guy. He was asked on during one of his recordings, you know, hey, what if somebody start harassing you and making fun of you? He was like, I don't know. I called the ADL. I laughed, but then again, I stopped laughing because it was, like, ridiculous. You know, there are legal channels, but when you have an entire corporate legal entity that's dedicated to protect the perpetual lie, a facade, cultural injustice. I mean, I really think that these people learned a lot from the Nazis. They learned a lot because they picked up a lot of their tactics. A lot of their tactics. I don't know. It is absolutely astonishing the way the world is upside down, topsy-turvy. Paying taxes to the terrorist. Bankers taking bailouts. Voting not making a difference. Everything's upside down. I don't know. We should stand together as a people against all the stuff because, you know, you've heard it all before. Together we stand, divided we fall. I don't know. What's more important to you guys, being racist and classist and losing everything, or realizing that you have a brother right next to you willing to fight for the same cause and is willing to help everybody prosper despite skin color or religion? Because it's a game that's been played for way too long. Our identities, you know, identity theft, the playing the game. Oh man, I don't know how you can be the victim but have a tight control over what's done to you. You can't be both. You can't play the victim card and have an iron fist about what's said about you. was done to you. I'm all over the place on this one. if I'm missing anything, am I missing anything, Mike? I know you're there, and you're probably a little busy.
No, no, you're not missing anything. I was going to give you a little bit of maybe some historical Stat-Miller stuff, if you want to read it on
there. Sure, why not?
Yeah, he never made the ADL's list, but he made the Southern Poverty Law Center's intelligence report.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Here, read this, and I'll give you the full entry. But read this. This is nice.
Okay. What am I reading?
This is from the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center's intelligence report. It's from 2010, but this kind of gives you a little bit of the whole deal. We have the Camp FEMA. Video posted on our YouTube page. I know we don't use it very much, but it would be nice if we could post some things, and they've left it up. Do you want to read that?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
See, Stat-Miller was featured in Camp FEMA, a video that suggests the Federal Emergency Management Agency is creating concentration camps for political dissenters. Looking scholarly in a jacket and button-down shirt, the silver-haired Stat-Miller asserts that it doesn't take much. I gotta scroll down here. Doesn't take much to establish a detention facility. It can be a sports arena, he said. It could be abandoned airports. It could be abandoned military facilities. Any place that you can set up a security perimeter could be used as a temporary internment camp. Stat-Miller declined to speak with the intelligence report. I would rather pour gasoline on myself and light it than speak to anyone in your organization, he wrote in an email. Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
That's classic. Classic Stat-Miller.
That's classic Stat-Miller. Wow. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, the internment camps. You know, I'm actually quite surprised with this COVID-19 plandemic that they didn't fire one of those up. I'm really... That would have been my major guess, as far as the conditioning that we were supposed to be going through, because it was all about control and conditioning. The camp, that's what I was waiting for. I mean, last time America did, internment camps, if you don't count the ghettos, what was the Asians back in World War II?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So that... I'm quite surprised. But hey, there's always a new planned virus or something that they're going to make that's going to come out. Because, I mean, Big Pharma is the biggest industry other than the military industrial complex that America has. Big Pharma. Big Pharma has beat out Big Oil by many fold. So keeping us drugged up, keeping us on something, they're going to mill us. We're going to be a part of that mill. Forget a puppy mill. We're going to be a human mill. And we're all going to be hopped up on something or slowed down on something. So, yeah, for all of you people out there who want to get abortions, you're going to be feeding the industry. with your fetal matter to be tested upon, drugs made because of it. And you know, people are like, oh, well, that's probably a good thing. No, they're not going to make any cures. They're not going to make any medicine. They're going to make drugs. There's a clear, distinct difference between drugs and medicine. Ask your local drug rep if you don't believe me. So, I mean, who has their hand deeper into the Democratic Party's pockets? I mean, other than the New World Order in general, it's Big Pharma. We talked about industry. I mean, Republicans, yeah, they've got big oil. But again, that's probably why they're losing. Much richer, much larger influence is Big Pharma. After the pandemic, their power has grown even more exponentially. All you gotta do is connect dots, people. Connect dots. And sorry, I guess we didn't have any time to jump into our Awakening America tour material for this today, so we'll probably do that Friday. And yeah, it's been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of the surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. Educate yourselves.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.